The seventh Shir HaMa'alot, Mizmor Kof Kaf Vav, Psalm 126, B'shuv Hashem et Shivat Zion Hayinu Kecholamim, is perhaps the most widely known of the 15, as it is traditionally sung before Birkat HaMazon on Shabbat and festivals. It is a yearning for the opportunity to express gratitude and triumph after a long road of uncertainty. The first half of the psalm describes the joy and wonder that would be expressed over the great things Hashem will have done for Israel. The second half of the psalm is an exhortation for optimism in the bountiful outcome that will be the lot of those who do not allow the hardships of the present dissuade them from investing in a brighter future. This second half addresses both God and man. God is asked, Shuva Hashem et Shiviteinu ka'afikim ban-Negev. The image behind this simile rests on the nature of the arid Negev region in southern Israel, whose typically dry watercourses rapidly fill up at their source when rain finally falls, due to the non-porous stone of that region, creating raging torrents that appear seemingly out of nowhere at their endpoint, with great might and speed. The psalmist prays for God's salvation to be analogously swift and powerful. Man, meanwhile, is encouraged to not lose hope, to invest in the future despite the bleak present. Hazor'im bidim'a birinna yiktzoru. Those who sow in tears shall reap in jubilation. The expression Shivat Zion in verse 1 is commonly understood as the return to Zion, and many assume it describes the end of the Galut. In fact, Shivat Zion is the term used in modern-day Israel for the end of Galut Bavel and the beginning of the Second Temple period. This interpretation, however, is grammatically difficult. The form Shiva is rare in biblical morphology and characteristic of rabbinic Hebrew. The verb in verse 1 governing Shivat is Shuv, whereas the expected form for this meaning would be Behashev. A third difficulty lies in verse 4, where we find a repetition of the phrase but in different form, Shuva Hashem et Shiviteinu. Were the meaning our return, verse 4 would have read, Et Shivateinu. Some, therefore, liken both B'shuv Hashem et Shivat Zion and Shuva Hashem et Shiviteinu to the well-known biblical phrase, Shav Shivut, as in Iyov 42:10, V'Hashem Shav et Shivut Iyov, which clearly describes a restoration of Iyov's well-being. Or as in Tehillim 14:7, B'shuv Hashem Shivut Ammo Yagel Yaakov Yismach Yisrael. When Hashem restores the good fortune of his people, Yaakov will exult, Israel will rejoice. Shivat Zion, then, is not a return to Zion, it is a return of Zion to its good fortune and its glorious past.